welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's see what's happening in everybody's lives in our segment called What's the Haps? Hey!
What's the Haps?
On my Instagram story, just for a few more minutes, I did post a video of my dog, and I'll let him up in the bed with me in the morning because he'll chill in his room or the living room. And I let him up, and there's a video of me going, okay, it only took five. Come here, Stanley, to get him to come, right? And he does the thing where he looks at me. He knows what I'm saying. He turns his head. He knows what I'm saying. It took five, right? So I post it, but it's really, I don't really show my whole bedroom. And you see my whole bedroom, and I'm going, I'm thinking out loud. I'm like, right, what are people going to zoom in on my Instagram story?
Oh, because you know they will.
Yes.
And I'm starting to be like, oh, boy, I hope people don't. But then I do. Anytime anyone shows their house, or I'm zooming.
For sure.
I'm looking at the tile. I'm looking in the refrigerator. I look at everything. So, but I did look. The only thing, I'm going to pull it up again here. The only thing there is in this whole thing is he has a dog bone that he brought. Here we go. He has a, there's some art behind me that you'll see, right? And it's drawn horses. It's not nudie art. It could be like, look at that nudie art. It's horses, people with horses. And then there's a couple of his dog toys on the very, very bottom of the bed. There's a Peloton bike in the back. And they're the only real sloppy thing that I have working for me is I have a bunch of charger cables all over the ground next to my bedside stand.
Normal.
Normal, but I can see where it just feels, I hate when I walk in my room and that's what I see. We got to find a better way.
Yeah, I guess so.
There's got to be a better way.
But there's only a few hours left to judge me on my Instagram story. Because I do it too, and I'm sitting here going, hope people don't judge me. But then I'm like, I judge everybody by their... But if you post it, it's free game to zoom in on.
Yep.
But Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram if you want to go check that out. Amy, over to you. Hey!
Hey! What's the hat?
So I was getting the kids like snacks for the day, like prepared like the day before. They can take a snack to school, especially Stevenson because he's only in like second grade. And I'm packing it and I did carrots and blueberries and raspberries, which
and
I mean.
All together?
Like, no, but a little baggie of carrots, okay. A little baggie of raspberries.
You're eating this sweet and you get a carrot?
No, I mean in a little thing, with little pockets for it. So I'm thinking like, this is good. He loves eating this stuff. And then he says to me, and now he's at a new school with lots of kids, and he's like, I'm embarrassed of my snacks.
Oh.
And I was like, what? This stuff is amazing. This is so good.
What are
this
they bringing?
Great. Cheetos.
Oh no.
I know. And it's like, as a mom, I don't know what to do because that's not going to be a snack choice for him. But he said that that's what other kids have, which is fine.
Is there any way you could convince him that carrots are just big, more expensive Cheetos?
Oh, I said, this looks like a Cheeto. He goes, but it's not a Cheeto. And he just seemed a little deflated and said, Mom, it's embarrassing. And I don't know if another kid said something. Who knows what's driving that? But now all of a sudden, it's a thing to have the fruits and the veggies as your snack. And I'm just like, oh, like part of me wants to be like, come on, other moms, get on board. But I mean, I get it. Like a lot of times I don't have time to always do that. Or maybe some moms don't even see an issue with Cheetos, which is fine. But it's just, I'm like, oh, it's starting to happen. It's starting to happen. And I guess he learned what ew me or ew. Like he never used to go, ew.
Oh, you're getting
but he
other
got
kids
that
now
at school.
Yeah.
And so now he treats sometimes when I'm putting food on his plate that he had no issue eating. He's like, ew. Ugh. Like stop growing up.
Is there any way that you could use a bit of manipulation with the food? Let me run this by you.
Please do.
What if you tell him, hey, listen, I get it. Cheetos are good, but there's a secret these kids don't know is that these carrots will actually make you grow. They don't know it. That's why they're not eating it. Because he wants to grow. He's small. Mm. But like, don't tell them. This is kind of our secret that if you eat these carrots, it's going to help you grow faster. And if they were doing it, they would be getting bigger too, but they're not smart like you. Is there any way you can like...
I mean, I guess I could do that. I've already done the whole, like if you eat the... He likes eating carrots, so that's not the issue. I don't have to... That hasn't always been a thing, but I've done the whole, like, it'll help you see better in the dark kind of thing. And he likes that, but I could use that angle for sure. Because I did use, this is the line I used, and it did not work. I said, you know what? I bet some of those kids are at home right now with their mom, and they're being like, Mom, I'm embarrassed of these Cheetos. Could you please pack me some? There's this kid in my class that has carrots and blueberries. Could I get that? Because I'm embarrassed of my Cheetos. And he was like, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
About all that.
So yeah. Anyway, it's hard. I get in the grand scheme of things, isn't that crazy? But yeah, I don't want him to shift how he thinks. Like eating shouldn't be embarrassing.
It is though. Everything's embarrassing when you're a kid and other kids have stuff. I would try the old mind manipulation trick.
I tried that.
I would level up one more and say, hey, listen, here's the thing. The only reason they're not eating them because they don't know.
Okay.
Like, you have a secret they don't have. This is going to help you get bigger.
And make it a secret? Yeah, because the last thing I want him to say to them is like, oh, well, I'm eating this and I'm healthy and you're not. Because I don't want it. It's not about that.
Healthy is not a good word.
I know it's not. And I've really tried to eliminate that for sure from when I'm talking to them. So I get it. Okay.
Well, just remember, secrets are currency to kids and gossipers.
Okay.
So it's like, this is a secret. Try that and let me know how that goes.
I will.
He'll still want Cheetos. All right. Hey,
what's the hat?
Lunchbox.
Well, I got to say, our listeners are the best detectives in America, and I want to say thank you to them because I finally got to see Bobby's girlfriend, and woo-hoo!
Let me say this.
Woo-hoo!
For most of our listeners, I appreciate that they were like, because there are some listeners that will... It's kind of a weird thing to say. It's uncomfortable for her to be public, and it's a talk that we've had. And most of them are like, hey, leave her alone, because people were tagging her. And she has a private Instagram profile, and they were taking pictures off weird sites and putting them online, which I didn't feel like was very cool.
Oh, yeah, it's not cool.
I didn't think it was very cool at all. It is part of dating me, right?
Yes.
I haven't put anything up yet. I will soon. I'm not doing it. But then they're also saying mean stuff. Not mean, but it's not a very nice thing to go, well, she looks like this of Bobby's ex-girlfriend. And like in the comments. Like
not necessary.
Not necessary.
It's just not.
And even if she doesn't see it, which she probably won't, but if she does, because we're all human, we probably will look at stuff. This is not a nice thing to do. And so if someone's trying to be private-ish, and she's not, she's down. But people are like taking pride and being like, this is her, everybody go find her. I know she's keeping her stuff private, but this is all the stuff we could find and put out there. It's just a weird situation. We're slowly getting through it, but we're getting there. I don't even know what else to say at this point.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, her account. I'm now friends with her on Instagram, and that's her, but she controls who's on there. Like I was shocked. The first thing I saw when it came up in my feed, once she accepted my request, it was a cute picture of y'all. And I was like, oh, but for her, she's putting it up there to her people.
She's
like
private,
only
right?
Her friends are following her. Like, because that's what she allows. So, of course, but I smiled because I was like, oh, that's her proclaiming.
Well, she asked me too. She was like, hey, I know you talked about it. Can I post a picture yet of us private? I was like, you can post whatever you want. It's your page.
And the caption was so cute.
But for all the listeners that are being great and being like, hey, let her have her space, I appreciate that. For all that aren't. It's annoying.
Just be cool.
Right.
Just be cool. That's it.
All the little detectives out there. Anyway, Lunchbox, go ahead.
Well, it was just a picture of you two at Dancing with the Stars, and it was like, I guess, an up close, and woo! Okay. Boy, Bones, right. Bones, you knocked it out of the park. Like, yeah. And Amy, when you say Juliana Huff, perfect description.
Is that her name, Juliana? Is it Juliana?
I don't know.
I don't know one of them.
Whatever her name is. But yeah, that's who I would say she looks like. And I mean, I'm not going to say smoke show, but because it's your girlfriend, but there's some smoke.
He's like, I don't want to be creepy, so I'm not going to say it.
Well, listen, Eddie spent 2 days with her, and Eddie gets on the air and goes,
yummy.
Rockin' body.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the first time I'd seen her, so I mean, I was like, woo!
Oh, gosh.
I don't remember saying that, by the way.
Oh, you did.
He just said in the background.
Okay.
Like,
and also, her listening to this show in that way is weird for her.
Yeah.
And also, we're on in her hometown.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Oklahoma. So it's a whole thing. She's getting used to it. I'm trying to, for once in my life, respect that a little bit. I never used to. I'd just be like,
no, Bobby,
here it is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Take it or leave it. I'm trying to respect that a little more. It'll eventually get to normalcy, but I just don't want to. I'm not like, here's a baby, throw it in the pool.
Oh, but she's definitely getting a more mature Bobby.
Times are different because I've done it wrong so many times.
Right. I know.
Fail until you don't.
That's right.
Fail until you don't.
Like, Bobby would come in and be like, well, my girlfriend and I haven't talked about this, but we got in a fight. And here's what happened.
I can't say that won't happen eventually.
I feel like you're much more mature.
I don't know.
That was years ago.
Well, thank you. Thank you to all the listeners. 99% of them are just being so great.
Yeah, yeah.
There'll be a point where everything's normal. Right now, you know, it's weird to date somebody that his life is public.
Yeah.
So we're getting.
I can't imagine.
We're getting there. All right. Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
Eddie, you're up.
Yeah, I talk about maturity a little bit. I don't know, Bones. You know, you talk about TikTok and you like it a lot. I just don't know if I can get into it because, one, there's a lot of cursing. Like, and I curse in my, like, my language. I'm not, like, against right. it.
Pope Eddie.
In
but
your
there
language?
Really is my daily language.
Your language.
Yeah, you
I do.
Have your own language?
I do. Like, I curse. But, like, they I don't know. They curse a lot, and they're kind of mean. Like, there's a lot of videos of people messing with their grandmas.
There's a couple. There's
or, like, their moms.
It's also... I mean,
that's everything.
And I think maybe the grandmas know it.
I don't know. There was one where this dude was just messing with, like, she had finger cuffs on and she couldn't get out of it. And she's cursing. I'm like, Grandma, like, what are you doing? It's just stuff that
I think you're defining it by, like, you watch three videos and
right,
one that's probably
no,
both. So
I'm watching like 2 hours worth some nights. So I'm like, I gotta stop doing this.
So, yeah, you.
So, what's your problem with TikTok?
I don't know. I like it and I don't like it.
It's very young at times. It's very young at times.
And I haven't posted anything yet because some of those videos, they're really good. And it's like, man, if I'm going to compete, it's got to be real good.
You're on there. You don't compete, first of all. It's not a competition.
Yeah,
post whatever you want.
Fun.
Eddie and I are doing a TikTok together. We did the Scarn.
Yeah, we did.
We did the From the Office, the dance.
Yeah.
Give it a chance.
And we did
you'll like it.
The balance thing. We tried to do the balance thing.
And you'll start liking videos and they'll start sending the things to you, the For You page, that you'll like more.
Okay.
There'll be an algorithm that gives you what you like.
All right. I'm kind of over those messing with grandma videos, though. Or, like, this guy pranks his mom all the time. Like, after a while, I'm like, dude.
You're laughing.
You gotta stop.
Did you see the one where he put the table above her head?
That's the one I'm talking about. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
It's a prank challenge. Him and his mom prank each other. And so he takes a small bedside table and puts it over her.
She's sleeping.
It's like four legs, right? And then puts a plant on it and then puts the music right next to her. And as she's asleep, and then it starts playing the music, and she goes, huh? Boom. Hits her head on it.
Oh,
but they do it to each other. It's hilarious.
Amy and I laugh for like 5 minutes. I'm like, this is mean. I can't watch this.
It's hilarious. Oh, well, you'll like, give it a chance.
Give it some time.
Let it grow. grow with it.
Okay.
All right. Hey, there we go.
What's the hat?
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
All right, everybody gets to ask one question about my current relationship. Okay. I'm not going to guarantee them an answer, but you can ask. But I think me not answering also says a lot. I don't know. But I did promise we could do this, so let's see what we got here. I mean, everybody can ask a question. I don't care who. Brady, if you want to have one.
All right.
And everybody has a different level. You're new to the show, or you just came on, I have a girlfriend. It's been a long time since I had a girlfriend, years since I've had a girlfriend. And we'll leave it at that. Anything you want to know, you get one question. Amy, you have your hands on your hips. Are you trying to go first?
I don't want to go first.
No, you're up first. You're sitting closest. Your hands are on your hips.
Come on,
Amy, do it.
Yeah, because I need to hear what other people...
Be a leader, not a Peter. Come on.
Be a leader, not a Peter.
Is that real?
Because it's long distance, and I know that this is like down the line, but has there even been a peep of a conversation about if she would ever consider moving?
A peep would be an accurate description, meaning that not for me, but we've talked about her job can move.
Right.
So, that's what I mean. Yeah, I mean, we've not said if this thing gets further, you're moving. No, not at all.
But she's willing.
I think that's very far in the relationship. It's probably a bit odd. But yeah, I would say that, I think. I don't know. I hope. Because I can't move.
Oh, yeah. I think she knows that.
Yeah.
But so that's why I'm like, okay.
So I don't know that it hasn't been talked about directly because we're definitely not to that stage. To go.
Oh yeah, no.
Ready to move?
No. But I mean, I just didn't know if there was a conversation.
I would say there is no. The answer is no. A conversation, no.
But
I think there's been. Could you? Would you move? So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So and she has a job that would allow that. Okay.
Thank you.
There we go. Eddie's raising his hand now. Let's go to Eddie in the back. Go ahead.
Producer Eddie, Boston Globe.
Good.
You've mentioned things like she's funny and she's very pretty.
By the way, you've met her.
Yes.
So let's spend a lot of time with her.
Yes, I have. But I'm like a lawyer here asking the question that I may already know. But what was it specifically about her that made the next move happen?
About the fourth time I laughed out loud, the first time we were together, I was like, I don't even know what's happening here. Because one, I'm very attracted to her, but she is so funny. And I'm going to come back to you and ask you a question. Isn't she funnier than she should be?
She is hilarious.
Funnier than she should be.
And it's not comic.
Yeah, she's not doing routines.
It's not stand-up funny kind of
style.
So,
like, give an example.
Witty. Just witty.
Just funny.
Just, yeah.
Okay.
Witty, kind of.
I mean, you give her the example of the basketball game.
A basketball game? What do you mean?
Oh, Bobby, we're watching the basketball game. Arkansas.
Okay. I thought.
That's really funny to me.
We were backstage in Virginia Beach, and Arkansas was losing to Kentucky. And she was back there with us because she traveled with us that weekend. And I was like, hey, I'm going to go do meet and greet. I'll see you on the other side. I said, but would you promise when I come back that Arkansas will be winning? We were down by like 15 points. And she was like, yeah, I promise. There was no way Arkansas was going to come back. What she did is she wrote 100 on a piece of tape and put it on the TV screen over where the Arkansas score was. And I walked in and it was like Arkansas 100, Kentucky 47. And it was just laugh out loud like, that she put a piece of tape over the score on the screen.
Clever and funny.
And she promised you. Yeah. Yes. That's cute.
So, and I didn't think about that.
I mean, I LOL'd. I'm like, who does that? That's really funny.
But I would say about the fourth time I laughed out loud on our first date, I was like, oh, yeah, she's super funny. Yeah.
All right.
And she also, we have a lot of the same sensibilities. Like, I don't curse. She doesn't curse. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't, we have a lot of that.
Does she drink?
Almost never.
Which is fine if she does. Yeah. I just didn't.
I think she had champagne after the Dancing with the Stars rap party. Mm-hmm. That may be the only time I've seen her drink. Almost never. But she does, I mean, she doesn't not drink.
Right.
Lunchbox has his hand down. He's writing something down. Go ahead.
Man, I don't know what to ask because every time I ask a question, you never answer. You're always like, I'm not answering that. So have you guys gone on vacation together? Outside of work. I know you've traveled for work because you just said she was with you when you're doing Raging Idiots. But have you done...
We haven't been on a vacation since... We will, I'm sure. But we haven't been on a vacation since we have said that we're together. I'm sure we will go on many, hopefully.
When you go to LA, do you get a hotel room or you stay at her crib?
I've not stayed at her place yet.
What?
Yeah, that's two questions, by the way.
What?
Yeah, you snuck
I haven't
in
yet,
there.
But I will. Well, they pay for my... So far, they've paid,
yeah,
for, they paid for everything ahead of
so
time.
So does she stay at the hotel?
What are you talking about?
Oh,
why are you
there
talking
we
like
go.
That?
The right. That's what I'm talking about.
Raymundo, coming to you.
Yeah, does she? Is she really close to her family?
Extremely.
The guys are going to make fun of me, but
yeah, extremely close to her family. I have met her brother. I had dinner with her brother.
Is that hard for you?
What?
That right. She's really close to her
no,
family.
No, I think it's great.
Okay.
Ooh, that's good.
That's good.
That's why? Real good.
I feel like sometimes. I feel like am I wrong in that? Sometimes is that hard for you?
No.
Okay.
Not someone being close to their family. The hard thing has always
did
been...
Did her family have money?
Oh, I do have trouble with people that come from rich
right,
families.
That's
no,
what it is.
She doesn't come from a rich family.
I was... Okay.
And she's not in entertainment. You know, there's other people questions. So, yeah. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
We're wrapping up this segment. Morgan, number two?
Yeah.
Do you think if you wouldn't have gone to therapy that if she came along, you would have been in this relationship with
no.
her?
No. And it's not because of her. It's just because of me.
So you think if you hadn't worked on yourself,
mm-hmm.
this wouldn't have worked?
Right. I agree. I mean, yes. The answer is yes. I needed to go to that to look at me and go, you got work to do. And I think the work I've been doing has put me in a good place to be open to something. So yes, therapy has been the base of me actually being open to finding someone. And then it did. How do you feel about that?
I like that answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mike D, do you have anything you want to ask? You're the last one.
Mike D, ask something good.
Did she know you've never said I love you to another girlfriend before?
That's a good question. I've never said that to her, but I've... Oh. I mean, I've never told...
She's listening, so yeah, now she knows.
Well, but I've had an Instagram story before where someone had said something and I...
Mm-hmm.
I've never said it.
What's the question? Have you told her that you love her?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
That was a tough
stop. The question was does she know that I've never said that to another girl?
Right.
Yeah. But again, don't you want to take my flower?
That's funny.
That's
funny.
How old is she?
Here's the thing with that. Let's
what?
Can I be real for a second?
Why?
Because here's the thing.
Go ahead.
You have loved other people.
Okay.
You just haven't said it.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't disagree with that.
It's not like,
but technically, that's all the question was because he doesn't say it.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. But Bobby said you didn't take my flower.
Someone's
going to
take my flower of me saying it.
But I think you.
That's so dumb.
I think what? You've known
call
love.
Call it your flower.
It's my flower.
You've known love before, but you've just.
Here's what I want to know.
What do you want to know?
I want to know what love is.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. I want you to show me.
Do you tell her that? Do you sing that to her?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
The petition to make Kobe the new NBA logo has surpassed 2 million signatures. In other news, coronavirus health officials are saying the virus could be passed on by touching contaminated surfaces. So when traveling, be aware of that. And finally, LeBron James and the grieving LA Lakers, they practiced for the first time since Kobe Bryant's helicopter crash. The Lakers are preparing for their emotional return to the Staples Center tomorrow.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I was asked in an interview, if I get one album the rest of my life, what album do I have? And it's pretty easy for that first one. I take John Mayer Continuum just because John Mayer was the first artist that I ever felt like wrote things I was feeling about the times I was feeling them, because he's only a couple years older than I am. And I was like, yeah, I felt that. Oh, it's the first time I ever felt that. This album is my favorite album of all time. So okay, this is Slow Dancing in a Burning Room. And then I got caught up on this. I answered that, and they went, well, which one finished close in your mind? And I was like, oh.
It's a lot of albums.
It was a lot. And I went with Garth Brooks' No Fences.
Oh, come on. Sometimes I
think of Unanswered Prayers.
So good.
And there's a bunch. This is the second record, his second record. Remember, that almost went with the first record, though, because I love... hold on 1 second so I can sing. I can't do two songs at the same time. I love If Tomorrow Never... That's on the first record. But on the second record, no, I picked No Fences as my second record.
Thunder Rolls has No Fences.
Friends in Low Places.
Friends in Low Places.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one to have for the rest of your life.
So John Mayer Continuum is number one, and Garth Brooks No Fences is number two. Amy, I'm going to ask you the same question I was asked in an interview.
Mm-hmm.
If you get one album the rest of your... I'm coming to all you guys for your number one favorite in just a second. Amy, but you get one for the rest of your life. What is it?
It's got to be George Strait, because, I mean, he's my favorite. And I'll go with... Amarillo by Morning is my favorite song. So I picked that album, which is on Straight from the Heart.
Mm.
That's the album. 1982. I was probably one year old.
Not probably, maybe. You were. Yeah. You can actually do the math on this one.
Well, I don't know which, depending on which time of the year it came out, it could be 1.5. But definitely some jams on there. Like, obviously I could listen to this on repeat forever, but also has like Marina Del Rey and Full Hearted Memory. Like, it's got some good ones, so I could survive.
Did you have a number two? I'm kind of throwing this at you here.
Well, I mean, my number two favorite would have to be Taylor Swift.
Ooh, and which one?
Original, OG Taylor, 2006, like self-titled album.
Is this from?
Our song is on this. So is Tim McGraw. So is Teardrops on My Guitar.
Is this her standing on the water, like in the dress, like on the puddle or whatever?
Oh, yeah. You mean the cover?
Yeah.
She's like standing there. It's her face, and then there's water behind her.
Yeah.
And her hair is all long and like frizzy and curly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's definitely a solid choice. So.
All right. I'm coming to you guys for your number ones. Lunchbox, you get one album in the rest of your life. What is it?
It's easy. Tina Turner, Private Dancer.
This your McDonald's album?
No.
This is the one you got?
No, because that's Greatest Hits.
Oh, that's true. We can't do Greatest Hits.
Yeah, we couldn't do Greatest Hits.
What's
the
McDonald's have to do with it?
That's where he found Tina Turner.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. On a cassette tape.
We were driving to Chicago, and we stopped at McDonald's, and if you bought a combo meal, you could get her Greatest Hits cassette for $3.99, and my mom bought it, and we played it all the way to Chicago, and I was like, this woman is amazing. She's unbelievable. And I fell in love with Tina right there.
Morgan, number two, what is your number one album of all time?
Oh, it had to be Shania Twain, Come On Over.
Is it about this song, or is it a bunch of songs on that record you like?
I mean, that album has at least 5 or 6 songs that I listen to all the time growing up, and I just love Shania Twain. She's my favorite.
Ed, did you pick a Garth Brooks album or no?
Well, that was my backup.
Oh, a Garth Brooks album?
Yeah, but my first has to be Pearl Jam. I mean, it goes back to when you were a kid, you know, and like Pearl Jam to me, like you, spoke to me. Listen to that, daughter. Don't call me daughter.
Did you go from Garth to Pearl Jam or Pearl Jam to Garth?
No. It was Garth. That was Garth all the way till about after Rope in the Wind. Then I went a little grunge. Grunge started coming into my life a little bit.
This is your number one?
Oh, yeah. And I heard his voice for the first time. I'm like, is that an old man? No, it wasn't.
Oh, Eddie Vedder?
Yeah, so good.
I saw a picture of them all together.
Yeah, they look old, huh?
I think they are old.
Yeah.
Eddie was telling me about the keys player in the band. Mm-hmm. If you look at a picture of them now, there's one guy that's really old. He looks like he's 80 years old. And apparently he wasn't in Pearl Jam forever, but Eddie Vedder was on an island somewhere.
Yeah, Hawaii.
And Eddie Vedder was just some dude named Eddie that was playing music with some old guy playing keys. And Eddie was like, hey, you should come play keys in my band. And the old guy's like, man, I've never played that key before. And so the guy just shows up, and it's Pearl Jam.
Oh, wow.
Now he's on Pearl Jam.
He's like, we're playing arenas? Like, what is this?
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I said no live albums, no greatest hits.
Yeah, that's hard.
And nobody did that, right? Because I would have definitely...
I didn't. I would have done greatest hits.
Yeah, I think we all would have. Yeah. Although John Mayer doesn't have a greatest hits. The guy's name is Boom Gasper.
That's right.
Yeah, on Pearl Jam.
Boom.
Yeah. Well, good. All right. I think I'm going to go and stream some of you guys' music today. Just kidding. Just mine. The Bobby Bones Show. I want to go over to Dana in Indianapolis, who has called the show. Dana, what's happening?
Hey, good morning.
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 I just wanted to call and ask about Eddie's reading plan.
Okay. Eddie was given 15 minutes a night to read. Oh, I guess we're done, huh?
Yeah.
Did you do it?
I didn't finish it. No, I have about 100 pages left.
Again, finishing the book wasn't important.
Right.
Just reading 15 minutes a night to see if you liked reading by not putting some goal on you that you would never meet.
No, absolutely 15 minutes a night. And that was my minimum. There were some nights I'd go 30 minutes. Some nights I'd go an hour. But, I mean, I just get distracted easy is what I found out. I'm maybe below average reader as far as my speed goes. But I'm all in. I'm going to finish this book. So, yeah, this whole 50 minutes a day thing really helped.
And the name of your book is?
Just Mercy. And it's a movie now. So as soon as I finish the book, I'm going to go watch the movie.
Don't cop out and go watch the movie before you finish
it. I will not.
Okay.
I won't do that.
I'm proud of you, though.
Thank you, man. And thanks for really encouraging me to do this, because now I saw Amy had a couple books on her desk the other day, and I'm like, that looks interesting. I don't know what that is, but I wouldn't mind reading that. So now I'm thinking, as soon as this is over, I may read another book.
Well, I think what you were going through is what most people go through when it comes to reading. It looks like it's a lot more than it has to be.
Yeah.
You go, oh, I just can't read like people that talk about reading books. I'm not a fancy book reader. And so as long as you don't assign yourself to having to read a whole book in a couple of days or a week, that you just get in it a little by little. You just take a step instead of running 10 miles your first, workout.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually able to get stuff accomplished.
Yeah. Now, one thing I ran into, though, is I feel like some of these authors, or I don't know, this book I'm reading even, there are extra pages in there that I felt like I really didn't need to read to get...
Yeah, tear them out.
So I would kind of just glance through it, and I would be like, not interested, not interested, not interested.
Every reading style is different.
Okay.
Some people don't like to read the introduction. Some people don't like... Just read what you want to read.
Okay.
Some people don't like to... Me... I'll finish a book and all the stars, one of the books I'm reading right now, he's referencing things that people said. I'll go back and read all the notes too.
Oh, wow.
But again, that's just my style.
Yeah.
If it's not your style, don't make yourself do it.
I just felt if I was getting uninterested, I would skip it because I didn't want that to slow my pace down. Because I do want to finish the book.
There is no such thing as a wrong reading style. That's it.
All right. Good to know.
You're doing it all extra anyway for your own good. The first time you find a book that you're just so interested in after you had read a long time, you're like, oh, I get it. I get why people say it.
Yeah, I'm all in now.
And I'm glad you finished. You finished the challenge, just not the book.
Correct.
Let us know when you finish the book.
I will. I'll be this week, I bet.
Dana, anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that I found you reading your book.
Oh, you found me. Which book did you read, my first one or my second one?
I read the second one first, and then I got to the end, and I'm like, oh, there's another one.
Oh.
And so I got the other book, and I read it, too. And then I was hooked.
Did you like
it? I had to find the show.
But how did you come across his book, without knowing the show? Did somebody give it to you?
I saw him on a morning show promoting his book, and I'm like, I think that's the kid that did the billboard thing in Nashville.
Oh, yeah, when I bought the billboards, trashing myself. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And I said, I got to read this book.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And you liked it?
Oh, I loved them both. I was so sad. I'm ready for a new one.
Well, who knows? Maybe in the next 30 days or so I can reveal something. All right. Well, Dana, thank you very much. I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah. Have a great morning.
All right. See you later. My first book is about my life, called Bare Bones. The second one is called Fail Until You Don't, which is a motivational book. And I get a lot of questions from people. Because that book was a very practical look at success. Because I think a lot of people will put yoga quotes or just a lot of meaningless stuff that feels good for a second, but then there's really nothing to grab onto. What my second book was, Fail Until You Don't, is here's real practical advice. If you're not super talented like a Christina Aguilera or somebody with just a natural, she's a great singer, or a person who's a really natural runner. Most of us don't have that. Most of us aren't so gifted in something that we're undeniable. There's not a lot of hard work that goes in there, but I don't have a talent that's undeniable. But a lot of people will say, how do I know that I'm supposed to keep doing something even though I keep failing at it? And so what I spend a lot of time, at least a good passage of that last book doing, is if you continue to do something over and over and you're not hitting it exactly right and you keep missing, but you still want to do it. And every time somebody tells you, no, this isn't going to work, because I got rejected a lot, radio and TV. You still want to do it. Every time somebody tells you no, you're like, this is still my thing. I know what's my thing. If you get told no and you continue to want to do it, that's your thing. If you're told no 10,000 times, but you're like, no, this is my thing, that's your thing. As soon as you start to go maybe it's not, then it's not anymore. Like, that's how you know where your passion is. Like, people can tell you no over and over again, but if you're still like, this is my thing, I know it, that's what you're supposed to chase. That's what it is. And so, yeah, we can be brought down. But as long as you know in your heart that that's what you want, even if you're told no 10,000 times, that's what you're supposed to be doing. I think I applied for 20, I forget the exact number, 25, 27 radio jobs and got one. One radio job. I got turned down so many times for radio. Something at this point, like I'm in the Radio Hall of Fame, which is crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like I'm in, just for sake of the story and showing you, I was rejected so many times over and over and over again. And now, like I'm in the highest thing that you can be. And not because I have some superior talent, but because I just didn't stop. And even when I was, because I worked every format. I've done hip hop and pop and a national sports show and alternative and country. And this is where I grew up and this is where I wanted to go because it just felt the best. But I never quite fit in ever, anywhere I was. Heck, people said I didn't fit in here forever. And the greatest thing was, since I never fit in and I never fell into someone's perfect definition of something, I learned all these different things. But I was always good at relating to normal people, because I didn't come over here with a cowboy hat. I was like, hey, people listen to all kinds of music over here. But what it helped me was never fitting in actually made me more available to everyone all the time, because nobody fits in. None of us fit in. Think about just life for a second. Do we ever feel like we fit in anywhere?
No, not really.
Never. We never feel like we fit in. And that's actually normal. It's made to feel you're abnormal because that's what social media and TV and you're like, oh, the kid that doesn't fit in. In reality, none of us ever fit in. And so, at the end. Oh, yeah, I wrote a book. That's what that's about.
So now I don't have to read it. Thank you.
Well, that's just like one page.
Right.
You got to read the rest of it. That's just like one page. Anyway, if you want to check it out, it's called Fail Until You Don't. I appreciate that call.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Luke Bryan compares the Super Bowl to Thanksgiving when it comes to food.
Definitely Super Bowl is like the queso, the Frito-Lay scoops with the Rotel situation. What's the black IP stuff too? All of that. Just stuff you can just sit there and have a lot of sodium and then just, it's like Thanksgiving all over again.
I would say the Super Bowl is less healthy than Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Probably near the same amount of food, but less healthy. Mm-hmm. Except I'm watching Super Bowl by myself, which is vegetables. That's how I maintain. Yeah, what else, Morgan, number two?
Kane Brown predicted who he thinks will win the Super Bowl and which team he's rooting for.
For this year's Super Bowl, I'm going for the Chiefs. Pat Mahomes, that's my guy. And I'm going to say it's going to be a high-scoring Super Bowl. I'm going to say it's going to be 42 to, I'm going to say 28, Chiefs.
Right. There you go. I've also picked the Chiefs from the beginning. I'm rooting for them. Got a lot of money on it. Just kidding. I have no money on it anywhere. Don't need that to root. What else?
And Luke Combs says his music is inspired by Hank Williams Jr.
I love the beer drinking fun part of country music. I'll never get sick of having a honky tonk beer drinking song. Like, I'm never going to be afraid to write or do that. I don't think he was ever afraid of doing that either, but he's also not afraid of showing the way he's feeling.
I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
This dude, Callum, was about to run a half marathon, and he was leading up to it, and he's like, how can I raise money for charity while I'm running? I can just ask people to donate, and I'll probably get $500. Big deal. So he said, you know what? For every runner I pass, I want people to donate. So he was the last runner to start.
That's an interesting marathon concept, yeah.
And he passed so many runners, he raised over $5,000.
Wow.
That's interesting, because we often hear about, hey, if I do this many miles or if I finish the race, mm-hmm. but how many people can I pass? That's good. That's good thinking. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Scotland. A man was walking into a bank to rob it, and he had a pillowcase and a meat cleaver. He's like, all right, I'm going in. He puts the pillowcase over his head, walks in, starts bumping into everything. He's like, oh, man, I forgot to cut the eye holes out. So he had to take the pillowcase off, and he got about $2,000. But someone at the bank, one of the customers, like, that's my neighbor. And followed him home, was like, yeah, it sure is. My neighbor called police, and the guy was arrested.
Oh, man, what are the odds your neighbor's there?
I also think, too, when you're really developing your plan mm-hmm. to rob a bank, it's probably not pillowcase and meat cleaver.
That's not the first thing that comes to mind.
And then, yeah, you got to cut the holes out. Don't you do a practice run with her through the house? And then you can't walk through the house. You know, I mean, you don't just take a pillowcase and just let it rip. You have to take a practice run. Yeah. And obviously he didn't do that because you can't see.
And I like that he's just like, oh, crap, my eyes. I can't see anything.
Well, there you go. He got caught.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
All right, time for Elder versus Millennial. Eddie the Elder at 40 years old. Morgan number two, the Millennial at 26. And what I'll do is I'll ask you trivia questions about each other's generation. You guys got it?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Eddie, you're up first. All right. Here we go. These are the elder questions about millennial things. Eddie, question number one.
Come on.
Culture, with a K, is the name of what celebrity's baby? Culture, with a K, is the name of what celebrity's baby? This is a question that most millennials will know. You're the elder. Do you get it?
Interesting. Culture with a K.
Yeah.
A baby. Somebody that just had a baby. It's got to be one of the Kardashians. Let's say Kim.
Did you say Kim Kardashian?
Kardashian. Yeah.
Incorrect. Now, Morgan, number two, steal this.
Yeah.
Culture with a K. That's the baby name of who?
I think it's Khloe Kardashian.
No, I'm sorry. Amy, do you know? Would you have known?
I would assume it's a Kardashian.
No, it's not. It's Cardi B.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. All right. Eddie, ready? David Dobrik, Shane Johnson, and Jeffree Star are all famous for what? All right, Eddie, I'm going to come at you again with these names.
Uh-huh.
David Dobrik, Shane Johnson, and Jeffree Star are all famous for what?
I don't know any of these people, so I'm going to guess that they're YouTube stars. Yeah!
Wow, nice. Good guess.
Nice. Woo! Eddie.
Come on.
If someone asks you for this, they're basically asking for proof of whatever it is that you've said or done, often in the form of screenshots or texts. What is it?
Repeat the question, please.
An example. How do you know that he's cheating on me? The answer, because I got all the blank. If someone asks you for this, they're basically asking for proof of whatever it is that you've said or done.
Oh, that's the, not dirt. Is it dirt? I got the junk. No, dirt.
Dirt.
Oh, incorrect. Man. Morgan, number two, do you know the answer to this?
I'm kind of confused.
If someone asks you for this, they're basically asking for proof of whatever it is that you've said or done, often in the form of screenshots or texts. How do you know he's cheating on me? Well, because I got all the blank.
So it's like a slang term then, right? Tea? I got all the tea?
Oh, no. Tea would be gossip. Receipts is what we're looking for.
Receipts.
I got all the receipts.
I got it now.
There you go. Okay, after the round.
Oh, I feel good about this.
Man. Eddie won. Morgan number two, zero.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Morgan number two. She's the millennial, so she'll get all the elder questions. Morgan number two, what was LimeWire? What was LimeWire?
Well, it was... you're looking for, like, definition?
Just what was LimeWire? That's the question.
Well, it was, like, a music download. Illegal music downloading.
Dang.
Correct.
She got that. Wow.
Nice. What basketball team did Michael Jordan win 6 championships with in the 90s?
Eesh.
Oh, wow. What basketball team did Michael Jordan win 6 championships with back in the 90s?
I'm going to say the Chicago Bulls. Woo! Wow.
Yes.
I can't believe this right now.
Morgan number two. If you ordered something from Columbia House, what would you be ordering? If you ordered something from Columbia House, what would you be ordering?
Clothes.
Ooh.
Eddie, to steal and tie it.
CDs.
Correct.
For like a penny.
That's right. Okay, well, we have a tie again.
Come
one tiebreaker
on.
Question over to you.
All
Eddie,
right.
I'm going to ask you a millennial question.
Come on, Bones.
What actor plays Jughead Jones on the TV show Riverdale?
Edward Snowden.
Edward Snowden, of course. Morgan, number two, you can steal this. What actor plays Jughead Jones on the TV show Riverdale?
It's one of the twins. I think it's Dylan Sprouse.
It's Cole Sprouse.
Dang it! Oh!
Yes!
Okay, Morgan number two.
Come on.
Wait, so nobody got that one, right?
Correct.
So, but if she gets this, she wins?
Come on.
Before she went solo, Gwen Stefani was a member of what band?
No Doubt.
There it is.
Woo!
She's
the winner. Yes!
There she, does she have a song? Oh, yeah, she played her winning song. Here it is. All right, Morgan number two is the winner. There she is. Nice work.
Woo!
Which makes the score now 4-4.
Oh, wow, we're tied.
So we're all tied
up. Okay. Bobby Bones
Show. If there is sugar near me, I'll eat it. So what I try to do is keep sugar away from me. I know my strengths and my weaknesses. I have great willpower to keep things away from me. But once it gets close, I tend to make bad decisions. I think the best thing you can know is yourself, right? If you know yourself, you can work on yourself. Now let me tell you this. I saw this morning. A patch that keeps you from craving unhealthy foods.
Oh. What?
Because my weakness is sugar. Love it, but hate it. But I love it so much. I love cakes. I love ice cream. I love pie. I love Little Debbie's, Big Debbie's. I love everything. I love circus. A professor of experimental psychology unveiled a wearable patch that is supposed to help curb cravings. Charles Spence, professor of experimental psychology at the University of Oxford, teamed up with plant-based food company Strong Roots to create a patch that, when scratched, produces a smell similar to that of what you really like. They're working with bacon right now specifically. The idea is that the human mind is connected to our senses of taste and smell, and certain smells can significantly reduce food cravings. Would you wear a patch? Because you know it's doing something to your body. Would you wear that patch if it said it was going to curb cravings to bad food?
I guess I would. Yeah, I would try it. But what else is it doing to me?
Exactly.
I worry about that.
Well, for sure. I would wear it. Yeah. I'd wear like three of them.
All over your body.
All over.
I just like walk around scratching and smelling like bacon.
Here's the thing. And I sometimes will start digging through my drawers at 9:30 at night just looking for a single Werther's original or anything sweet.
Dang.
Like, I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, I really need something sweet. And I'll go and I'll be like, Shirley, I forgot one. And I'm like digging under like in the junk drawer. I got one and I'm like throwing stuff out. It's a thing.
Yeah. People do that with cigarettes.
Yeah.
With drugs. Without. But I am a, I keep it out. But that's why. But this would significantly change my life. And I would do that. Although male birth control, don't know if I would do. I don't need to mess with my ovaries, you know?
These are special.
Oh my, just clarify right now that you know you don't have ovaries because you know the messages are going to start coming in. Bobby.
I'm not sure that ovaries. I don't. Most guys don't. I'm not sure that I don't.
Some people don't know when you're joking.
Let me recommend to you today, once this show is over, to check out the new Bobbycast. It is a music podcast that I do from my house. And this guy named Paul DiGiovanni, he's written a bunch of country songs. But you may know him from back in the day. He was in a band called Boys Like Girls. He was the guitarist. And this is a song called The Great Escape. Recognize that?
Yeah.
So he was in that. And he also wrote, oddly enough, Justin Moore's The Ones That Didn't Make It Back Home.
Here's to the ones that didn't make it back home.
So pretty diverse guy. And so I asked him about this song. And I was like, you know, let's talk about that one line that always sticks out to me.
Green bean casserole.
That's it. That's it.
I get a lot of texts about that.
Yeah, like, was that something? Did you guys teeter around with that at all? Like, I don't know, do we leave this in? Did it feel quirky at the time?
It was not at all. Like, it was just kind of like, all right, what, you know, we've all kind of had some experiences, whether it be personal or through friends or whatever, of, you know, something tragic happening like this. So, like, what really happens in these small towns and how can we just make it just authentic?
You know, and every time it comes on, we always go, green bean casserole. Grandma's recipe.
It's automatic.
Yeah.
There was one other deal because, do you remember this song? This is Love Drunk from Boys Like Girls. I used to be love drunk. That one?
Yeah.
Well, I made a deal with them because they're not a band right now, but they all live here. And I said, all right, you want to reunite? You do it on this show.
We did that from end of 2005, and then we didn't like say we're breaking up, but we just kind of stopped doing stuff around 2013-ish.
When you guys decide it, you can come on my show.
Okay.
And you can play on my show, and we'll make the big announcement if you want.
Okay, that's helpful.
So
love it.
That is, we'll make that deal right here.
I'm down. No. That's the right space. All right.
That's the right space.
So funny.
Love it.
All right, check it out. The newest Bobby Cast with Paul DiGiovanni.
Yeah.
There you go. Bobby Cast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to your podcast. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
In college, did you go to every single class all the time?
Yeah.
Like attendance-wise?
Yeah. I mean, unless I was sick. I didn't get sick often, but are you asking, did I ever skip?
Yeah.
No.
Because in college, I didn't really see it as skipping. Like high school, if you didn't go to a class, like you were skipping school. But college, I feel like you're more on your own. It's like an adult, like you make a decision.
Yeah, my decision as an adult was I need to go. So I did do that. I felt two things. One, I don't really have this great talent. My talent is showing up and actually doing the work if I want the results. Some people are really smart and they could do what they do. I know where I'm good. So I went. And also I had friends that were dopes and I would go and take notes and give them notes. Mm. So I kind of felt like I need to look out for them a little bit too. So my answer is yes, I went to class unless something happened.
How do you feel about this? The University of Missouri is requiring all students to download a location tracking app to curb truancy. So they want to monitor your attendance in every class and like where you are and where you're supposed to be. And it was created just for the athletes that were playing sports at the university, but now it's campus wide and it's mandatory.
You're asking how I feel about it.
Yeah, like a college tracking you.
Me personally, I will be okay with it because I'm going to go to class. And again, you're doing app-based tracking. You could always just turn your app on and give your phone to somebody. There's always...
Oh, wow.
The first thing...
Your brain always goes to like the crazy solution.
Well, the first thing that I do is try to unstring the sweater. And so I'm like, okay, how would I take this down? And I go, I would give my friend my code and I would have him take my phone to class if I couldn't go. If I'm going to sleep in, right? It's just weird. The whole tracking thing is weird in general. Mm-hmm. I think I'm okay with it because we're basically being tracked anyway. It's probably in the short term going to help kids get to class and make better decisions. Yeah. They should go to class and inspire them to get there and not get in trouble. So I'm going to go. I'm 60% okay with it.
Yeah. They said, look, we're not trying to take away a student's freedom to not come to class, but if they're not in class, the professor is just going to know. Because sometimes classes were so big. It like literally, I mean, for me, sometimes there was hundreds. My professor would never know if I was there or not.
And you know, like you could beep in with a student ID.
Yeah.
The tracking thing's the only thing that's a little bit weird. But we're being tracked anyway.
Yeah. But now the school's watching you. Yeah. So. Okay, so there's a new scam that I want to warn you about for sure, and it's coming...
For sure. Guys, this is a real one.
No, it really is.
She tells us about a lot of scams. Okay.
For sure.
Go ahead.
It was on CNN, believe me now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so people are getting text messages from, quote-unquote, FedEx. Not really.
I've got this one.
Have you?
You got the text?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they want you to enter, like, your delivery preference and include, like, a tracking code. You click on it, then it takes you to a fake Amazon site and asks you to complete a survey. And some people are like, oh, I ordered something from Amazon. I better fill this out so I make sure and get my stuff from FedEx. But it's a scam. Like, FedEx is not texting you anything.
Hey, Bobby, your FedEx package with tracking code GB6 in the track is ready for delivery. Click your preferences. I got that. It looked legit. So I added my social. I took a cinema.
No, you did not.
I didn't. I'm just kidding. But I didn't click it. Never click something with a link in it, period, on a phone. What else?
And lastly, one with kind of, you know, a positive story from Chick-fil-A. A guy honked at a guy in line in Chick-fil-A, and the guy got mad that he honked, so he flipped him off, and that guy got mad, so he got out of his car and punched him in the face.
Whoa.
All in the Chick-fil-A line. Like, Chick-fil-A, that's the last place you expect this to go down, because everybody's so friendly there.
Well, the people working there are, but...
I assume everybody that
eats
there is.
Get in the way of my nuggets, see what happens.
That's right.
I feel like everybody that eats at Chick-fil-A can be
pretty kind. No, those are just people that
want
to eat.
Yeah, they're just hungry.
Right.
If you're hangry...
Yeah. Wow. So anyway, just kind of a little funny Chick-fil-A story from Florida Man. So control your anger. It's not that big of a deal if somebody honks at you.
There you go.
All right. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A video on TikTok helped save a stranger's life after someone spotted something in the video. One of Alex Griswold's followers noticed a possible sign of skin cancer on him in the video. He has about 500,000 followers on TikTok. Lizzie Wells, who is a melanoma survivor and medical student, was one who watched the video and said, hey, you need to get that mole checked out. By the way, she's just a viewer of the video.
Whoa.
And so he did, and the mole was irregular. They removed it, and so he's like, I'm so thankful that somebody noticed this and told me to go do it because I wouldn't have noticed it myself.
Isn't that crazy? It's crazy sometimes too when people will see someone go on like the Today Show and a viewer will be like, oh, that doesn't look good on your cheek or on your shoulder, and they get it checked out.
Yeah, crazy.
Or Facebook. Sometimes people, they remember where somebody's eye was messed up.
Yeah, or they can tell, like if your eye is doing something weird, if they have been exposed to that and they're trained to it, it's crazy to me.
Yeah, so shout out to Lizzie Wells, again, a melanoma survivor and medical student who saw it on TikTok and didn't just let it go, like reached out and was like, you have to get this checked out, did, and it was a good thing he did. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Let's go! It's been a real special week of morning cornies. And not that Amy doesn't nail it, but sometimes we give other people a shot. I thought Dustin Lynch, I thought he's done a great job so far, right? All right, here we go. Let's hit it.
And now, the morning corny with country superstar Dustin Lynch.
What's the best part about living in Switzerland?
What's the best part about living in Switzerland?
I don't know, but the flag's a big plus.
It's a plus sign.
I don't know, but the flag is a big plus.
Yeah, got it. Mm-hmm.
It's on the Switzerland flag, right. It looks like a plus sign. Yeah. Got it. There it is. Thank you. Thank you very much, Dustin Lynch.
That was the Morning Corny with country superstar Dustin Lynch.
Get your bones on, get your Bobby Bones on.
Bobby Bones, yo.
All right, here's a fun game. You have to guess the sound from a funny viral video. I'll play the sound and give you options to pick from. This video currently has 19.4 million views on TikTok.
Gosh.
And 3.3 million likes. I need you to identify what this woman is laughing at. Now, here are the options before we play it, okay? She's laughing at something. Is she laughing at A, her husband who just tried a ghost pepper for the first time, B, her dog gagging on a flower, or C, her pet pig growling at a squirrel? Okay, now here's the video.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. I'm going to play that one more time. What is she laughing at? I'll give you the options again. Okay, so is she laughing at A, her husband who just tried a ghost pepper for the first time, B, her dog gagging on a flower, or C, her pet pig growling at a squirrel? One more time. Here we go.
I'm in for the win.
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay, I'm in.
Amy?
The ghost pepper.
Her husband who just tried a ghost pepper for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchbox?
I have husband, ghost pepper.
Her husband who just tried a ghost pepper for the first time. Eddie?
TikTok's mean. I bet it's her husband who tried a ghost pepper for the first time.
Her husband who just tried a ghost pepper for the first time. Morgan, number two?
I'm going to go with the pig growling at the squirrel.
The pig growling at a squirrel. Okay, the answer is, play the clip one more time, Raimundo. The answer is coming to you right after the break.
I know,
I got you.
Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, the video has 19.4 million views on TikTok. You have to identify what the woman is laughing at. Is it her husband trying a ghost pepper for the first time, which three of you guessed?
Mm-hmm.
Her dog gagging on a flower, which none of you guessed? Or her pet pig growling at a squirrel, which one of you guessed? Here it is, the clip. Here's the clip. Okay, so Amy, Lunchbox, and Eddie all said it was her husband who tried a ghost pepper for the first time. Is that the right answer?
What?
No.
It cannot be the dog because...
Hold on. Morgan, what? Number two, said her pet pig growling at a squirrel. Is that the answer? No.
Wow.
It is her dog gagging on a flower.
What?
By the way, her dog is totally fine.
Oh,
she ate the flower. The vet said her dog is completely healthy afterward. So here it is. Now listen to it knowing this is a dog gagging on the flower. The dog is sitting in a chair like a recliner, and it kind of looks like that dinosaur Tyrannosaurus head when it comes out. But the dog's fine, so nobody wins. And I was gonna give the winner $10,000.
Oh, I know.
Gosh,
that would have been so amazing.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I want to go over and talk to Kate in Alabama. Hey, Kate, what's happening with you?
Hey, morning studio.
Morning.
Hey, I had a quick question for Amy. So me and my husband are adopting a set of siblings. The little boy is 5. The little girl is 7. And we're having a hard time connecting with the little girl. So I was wondering if you could give me some ideas of how to bond with her.
Wow, good question. By the way, for those that are new to the show, Amy has 2 children, and they are adopted from Haiti. So that's why she's asking you that.
Right. Oh, gosh. And it is hard. And there's so much going on in their little heads, and you just have to be aware of that at all times. Like, my daughter in particular had... I called it, like, I just felt like she was constantly giving me the Heisman, and we're 2 years in.
The Heisman is a push away, by the way, for those who don't know the sports reference.
Oh, okay, yes. The sports are, like, I just felt like everything I did, she was just like, oh, not going to happen. Oh, not going to happen. And I just had to, I mean, you just have to be consistent and don't let it get you down, because a lot of times it would really weigh on me, and I had to really grow out of that and not let it affect me, and it would send me to my closet and I would cry and just like, oh. But once I got stronger and realized, like, it had nothing to do with me, it had everything to do with what she was going through, I had, you know, empathy for her, and I just wanted to be there for her. And, you know, when it comes to bonding, you're going to have to just dig into what she likes and spend time doing that. Try to relate to her on that level. Let her know how much you love her and care for her and how safe she is with you. I mean, there's just a lot that she's nervous about, and there could be abandonment issues. No, there is. There is abandonment disorder. I can guarantee you that. So you just have to power through and don't stop. Like, you'll connect. It may take a while. Again, I'm 2 years in, and my daughter and I are just now starting to really connect. And I hope it only gets better, but you just got to stay the course.
All right. Thank you so much.
I think my takeaway from you saying that is that it's frustrating at times, but know that if you hang in there, it gets better.
Yes.
And that you understand what she's going through. Yeah. And it's common that she's not on an island feeling this by herself.
No, and there are plenty of resources out there, and books and podcasts, and just, know that you're not alone, because there's times where I felt like, what am I doing wrong? What is wrong with me? Or what is happening? And this, I'm not equipped for this. We made a mistake, kind of a thing. And I realized I was not alone in those thoughts. And you just have to dig out of it. It feels like you're in a hole sometimes, but you'll get out and you'll make it to the other side. But I can't say specifically what you should do to bond with her, because each kid is so different. But I would just say, just lean in to what she likes and don't let her push you away.
What is it that your daughter likes that you get in with her?
Well, now she really is into school. Like, it's great. Like, I love being able to do some homework with her, reading with her, doing Netflix with her. She loves little girl trips, like to Target. I mean, we don't even have to buy anything. If she just gets to go with me without Stevenson, her little brother, coming along, that's special to her. She loves to go to the movies. Like, you know.
Do you watch her Asian YouTube videos with her?
Oh man. I probably should. what's it called? Anime? It's called anime.
She likes... is
Japanese.
It Japanese YouTube videos?
Mm-hmm. Oh, she loves Japanese anything. Like, she loves all the anime stuff. And I try, and I'm like, oh, Stashira, I can't. But if I let her download one, she freaks out. It, like, makes her day. She's like, oh my gosh, thank you, Mom. So she loves to make bracelets. I'll sit down with her and make those.
Like, you let her have a TikTok account.
She loves TikTok. Mm-hmm. I love watching her do TikTok. Like,
you know what's annoying is she's better than me at TikTok, and she's 12. What's happening here?
It's kind of impressive.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. And she's only 7. Like, she's gonna grow into this.
Oh, her daughter.
Her daughter's only 7. Like, she's got so much growing to do, and you're gonna see her. Like, I'm just thankful you're with her at 7. You're gonna get to watch her grow into such a cute little girl, and it happens so fast.
Kate, how do you feel about that? Mm-hmm.
I feel pretty good. Thank you so much, Amy, for your opinion. Like you said, it was just a little upsetting that the connection isn't quite there yet. Because the little boy, her little brother, it was like an immediate connection.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing.
With me and my husband.
Yeah. Same thing with us. I mean, Stevenson was all over us like, I love you. I mean, he didn't even know what that meant, though. My daughter, she was old enough to know what that means, and she's not about to just start passing out I love yous to people that she doesn't trust. Like, she doesn't know that you're going to be there. She doesn't know that. I mean, how does she know this is a secure thing? And for him, like, personalities are just different. But I would say we're in the same boat. Like, Stevenson was all like, what up, mom? Love you. Hugs, hugs, hugs. And then Sashir was like, get, you know, what am I doing here? Don't talk to me.
Okay, have a great day. And hope Amy's words made you feel, again, not so isolated and living a singular story that no one else identifies with. Because obviously she does, and she found out that many others do.
So many. In any of my mom friends that I've made friends with since adopting, they've had the exact same feelings. And I would say if you're in a podcast, listen to, just research some. They're out there.
Okay. Well, great. Thank y'all so much. And thank y'all what y'all do every day. Me and the kids that we're going to adopt, we actually listen to y'all every morning while they're getting ready for school. And they love listening to y'all. Bobby, the little boy that we have, he loves listening to you. And so it's just great.
Yeah, he's a keeper. He's a good one. Like, if he's already.
Well, before you go, one person I want to recommend, because I'm just not throwing podcasts out there, but in books, it would be research Karen Purvis if you haven't already. Okay.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yep.
All right, Kate, have a great day.
All right, y'all too.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So Daddy Dolls was a company that was started by Trisha Dial, like, and a friend back in 2005, because Trisha's husband was deploying and she wanted her kids to, like, know their dad. So she created a doll that was like their dad. So it was Daddy Dolls. Well, 15 years later, it's expanded for all kinds of service members that have deployed, but she wants to right now gift these dolls to military families. And so companies are like donating. DaddyDolls.com is the website. And one real estate agent like donated $5,000 and other people are matching it. And what that does is allow them to just use that money to make dolls, to be able to donate the dolls and give them to families. They don't have to buy them. And it's really cool because it helps the children see their parents while they're gone, but in the shape of a doll.
Yeah, so it looks kind of like a beanbag with a real picture on of the person.
Yeah. It's like a visual of, like, and they can use it because it's good for, like, talking. It's okay, like, your dad's right here or your mom's right here.
Yeah, and I was going to say, what about mommy dolls?
Yeah.
Are there, I'm assuming there are those two.
I think it originated as daddy doll because the dad, it was her husband that was leaving, but they have grown.
Well, I think it's great. And I think it's great that people are helping kids have some sort of contact with a parent, even though they're not there.
And families.
That's pretty good.
So cool.
All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Check. Bobby Bones
Show. Let me ask you about this, Amy, because I saw a daycare that they sent a baby home and they wanted to get a message to the mom. So they wrote on the child's tummy that the mom needed to send diapers. What do you think about that? A Florida mother was shocked to find her young son's daycare had written on his stomach in black ink.
Oh my gosh.
To remind her to bring more diapers.
Yeah. I mean, what I think about it is this is something, like, that's not cool at all. Like, if I own that daycare, or maybe, who knows, maybe it was the owner that did it, but it's not cool. You shouldn't do it. And if I was the owner and one of my employees did it, they would be in trouble.
Lunchbox, if your baby came home and had it written on him.
Oh, I'd own the daycare. I mean, there would be a lawsuit. You can't do that. And what happened is they sent home a notice about, oh, you know, you need to bring more diapers, but the lady didn't see it in the diaper bag. And so the next day, the teacher wrote, you need more diapers on his stomach. Sorry, you would be getting sued.
Can I don't know that you would win
that.
You can
yeah.
sue for anything. But I
guess,
don't
yeah.
Listen, I'm going to be devil's advocate for a second. You know, they used to pen notes to kids to get that home to school.
Okay, but pinning a note to a baby and then writing on its stomach is very different.
I think it's funny. I mean, it doesn't hurt.
It's not smart. You wouldn't want, Bobby, be the owner of the daycare.
Well, if I'm not remembering to bring sending diapers, you know, it's wrong. It's wrong.
It's wrong.
But
it's
I'm
wrong.
Laughing, and they just wrote on them with a marker. You know?
But she scrubbed like 3 times and couldn't get the marker off.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that part. Eddie, what about you? You have 4 boys.
You ain't doing that to my kids.
Yeah, okay. It's not.
Exactly.
So I'm obviously in the wrong. I'm open ears. I'm open minded. I don't have any kids. So I say this as someone who doesn't have kids.
Right.
Yeah.
I know I'm in the wrong, but it's funny.
Yeah, when it's your kid, you don't laugh about that stuff.
And then you wonder about other choices that your employees
are
making.
That's a great point.
Because that's just not, like, who would think to do that? I mean, maybe you would think jokingly, well, if the mom's not going to see the note, might as well write it on the baby. But there's a difference in thinking it and then doing it.
Or just when the mom comes in, say, hey, you need diapers.
Oh, communication.
That'd have been pretty easy.
Like, I would write stuff on your arm, Amy, so you could remember stuff.
I'm an adult, and if you're letting, am I being like, yes, go ahead and write it on me so that I don't forget? That's totally different than a baby.
You're right. I know you're right. It's to me, though, I go, I don't know that I would mind that. Just remind me. All right. But you're right. You're all right. I'm wrong. It's just still funny to me.
Let us know when you have kids.
Yeah.
I will. Did you see both Bella twins were pregnant?
Oh, at the same time?
Yeah. Did you know that? Because and one of them, the more famous one, is dating Artem, who was on Dancing with the Stars. I know him. And I just saw on Instagram that she was pregnant, maybe yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And the other one
Speaking
is with
babies,
John.
And she has kids. No, no, no. That was one was with John Cena.
Oh.
The other one's like married and has kids already.
Okay.
But yeah, they're both pregnant and apparently going to have a baby like a week apart.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Here's the interesting story. People to kick off your Facebook friends. And I've been kicking. I don't use my Facebook personal, but I have like, I may post twice a year. But I've been eliminating people slowly that I just don't know them. And then I get friend requests because I have a, you can only request me as a friend if I'm connected to a friend already because my Facebook private page is private because I don't use it. So I've been eliminating people. Every day I'll go and do 10 wow. that I don't know. Are you ready?
Ready.
Number one, anyone from junior high or high school that you don't actually remember?
Eliminate them?
Take them off.
Ooh, I like to see what they're doing.
But you don't know them.
If you don't remember them, you actually don't even know that they're from junior high.
The random person who pops up in every Facebook conversation and is rude to other commenters.
Mm.
The practical stranger who stalks your page, who likes your page all the time, but you really don't know them. The person who is really into sharing their racist, homophobic, or sexist views.
Oh, yeah.
I got a lot of those. I did. When I see it, I don't mute them. They're gone immediately.
Yeah.
Or people that are overly political for the sake of just screaming it, not for the sake of explaining why it's important to them. Or people that post memes that are factually inaccurate. I get rid of that. I don't need that toxicity.
Yeah.
But also, I don't get on Facebook that much. Your ex's family members.
It's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
And the person you went on one date with. They say eliminate all those from Facebook. But I am. I'm in a cleanup situation right now. I wonder how many. Again, go to the show Facebook page. We've almost got a million followers. And
are we still friends?
On Facebook?
You got rid of me. Sorry, dude. You didn't make the cut.
On my private Facebook page, I have. How many friends do I have? And again, I don't even recognize some of these people.
And get rid of them.
It's time to clean up.
We've all gotten older. I have.
Oh, you mean like we look different?
461 friends on Facebook. I think it's probably like 700 until about a couple months ago.
Wow.
I'm dropping them.
It's a good purge.
Yeah, basically, it's just people I'm related to.
461.
People from college. So I'm just going to have on here. There's just
cousins.
Some people in radio that I don't, that I just, I tell you who's been doing a really cool thing on radio is this guy named Matt Jones, who I know a little bit. He does Kentucky Sports Radio. And he has been, you're talking about a guy who is probably, I'm just going from what I think. I think he's a Republican, but he's been in Iowa and he's going to every Democratic candidate and spending time with them and doing a podcast on them.
Oh,
with them.
To learn
like getting
more?
To know them. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's like, it's just good content. It's just a good show. And he's not overly bashing or not bashing. He's just going to all the rallies and then commenting on it and being like, well, this person talked too long. They're beginning speaker. It's just really funny. Like I always like people that are doing really cool new things. Yeah, Matt Jones, who does KSR, Kentucky Sports Radio, him and I talk a little bit, but he's really doing some cool stuff for radio.
Hmm.
I have a few friends that I get quite inspired by. Only a few. Like Charlemagne the God and I talk a lot. Like I'm always curious to where he's going because he's like me. We're looking for new ways, not just talk on broadcast radio. Like what else can we do to kind of talk to people? Where can we go? Where can we sit? And people will come and sit with us and talk and learn.
Oh, he's in the R. Kelly documentary.
Charlamagne is?
Mm-hmm. He is.
Mm-hmm. Matt Jones is one. He does things different. Clay Travis.
Oh, yeah.
And all my people that I like to listen, they're all polarizing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they have things to say, and that's what I like. Things to say. I don't have to agree with you. As long as you have an opinion and you're not coming from a malicious place with that opinion, like you're not just out to hurt somebody, we shouldn't always agree with people. So who do you look at? Who do you look to? I mean, Howard Stern's still a big influence to me. Always has been.
Yeah.
But I can't talk to him. I've never had a mentor forever in work in any way because I've always felt I was doing things that nobody else was doing. But in the people that were doing them, I couldn't get a hold of. Like Howard Stern or David Letterman wouldn't answer my calls.
Right.
And people in radio, I was always like, better, not better or worse, but I was always doing different things than they were.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had a different goal in mind with radio, whatever that is. And so I never had a mentor in my career. But I would love to be able to text Howard Stern and be like, hey, what did you do in this situation when the whole world was against you? But I didn't have that. But now I have like contemporaries that I kind of talk with a little bit. But I would like to have a mentor career-wise.
Yeah, well, I don't know that I have a mentor career-wise besides you.
Career-wise, maybe, but you're doing other things now.
Yeah.
Like you have really, what I'm really excited and proud of you for is that you have taken an initiative to expand out. First, your podcast is massive, Four Things with Amy Brown. Your philanthropy, like you speak, like that's a thing.
So someone outside of that I just look up to, but there's no way I ever talk to her or anything. But
is there anybody
that
you talk to though? I guess is my question. Like, do you have a mentor?
No. No, I mean, there's women within our company that I talk to that I really respect and get advice from. So that, but not that people would know.
What about like the charity people that you talk with? Who's the girl from Austin that has a podcast?
Oh, well, there's Jamie Ivey.
Shoemaker.
Oh, Jen Hatmaker?
That's it?
Yes.
So close.
Yeah. And like the girl that's on my podcast this week, Jenny Allen, she's in that crowd. There's a lot of women that I look up to that I can go to for advice.
Yeah, that's a mentor.
And even, yeah, if I needed. So I have them. But
I'll give you plenty of radio advice. You just stick with me, kid.
Right. They're not close.
I'll get you there. You just stick with me.
Get
on my hip on that part.
Okay.
But no, I'm really proud of you. Killing it.
Well, thank you.
Killing it.
I'm proud of you. But my person that I look up to that I don't know is Robin Roberts.
Well, I do know her.
I know you do. And I always like throw it
crazy
out there.
You know her.
And Bobby's like, next time if you go on Good Morning America, I'll go with you.
You can.
I'll be chill.
No, you won't, but you can go.
No.
I've seen Amy chill. I saw Reese Witherspoon walk out of a hallway
at
the CMAs.
I told you about it.
No. Wait, whatever it was, I felt it. I don't know. Maybe it was like a twin when she does that.
I know. I didn't know I was even handled. That was the first time I'd ever seen Reese Witherspoon in person, and I didn't know how I would handle myself. I thought it'd be way more chill.
You learned
than
a lot
was.
About yourself in that situation.
But I wasn't, I didn't.
And you did what?
I couldn't talk and I just gave her a hug and then I let her on her way and it was awesome. But I feel like if with Robin, trust me, I'd be like, I got this.
She's really cool. I just know her through work. I met her like 4 or 5 times. Yeah. She also read my second book and was like, it was so good.
That's
and I was
crazy.
Like, what was? She was like, your book. What book? I just was ready for her to fall off of it and be like, oh, you're not who I thought you were. But yeah. Bobby Bones Show. Raymundo, our guy that pushes all the buttons, makes all the sounds happen, has created a game with all the buttons he pushes. And what's this game called?
It is Songs on the Radio Today. You just have to determine the 1 second that you're going to hear what song that is.
That's the name of the game?
It's a long name.
Yeah.
1 second a song game. The theme is songs on the radio right now.
Yep.
Okay, we're just going to hear 1 second of a song.
Okay.
How many do we have here?
We got 6.
Okay, do we want to play elimination style? I'm going to play.
I do like elimination.
Okay.
Here we go. And go.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. Oh. Oh.
Okay. Hit it again. I'm in.
We have to do the song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the song. Yeah. Give us a little music here, Raymundo, to think to.
I just don't know.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
I mean, I kind of know.
Dang it. But...
Well, can I hear it one more time?
I'm going to be like a player at Kentucky, one and done. I'm going to get my win.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Oh, I just don't know the name for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you want to hit it one more time, Ray? Mm-hmm.
I'm in.
Anybody's in?
I'm in.
I'll tell you what, Ray, we won't do Eliminator. We'll just get the points.
Okay.
Because I don't want to win with just one.
Because you have it.
Yeah, of course. I recognize the guitar tone, right? Do you know the artist?
Yes.
I know the artist.
The artist is
Jason Aldean.
Right.
Oh.
Who'd you say, Lunchbox?
Eric Church. No. I got bad dude.
Not a song.
No.
Okay, let's all say on the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Out of here. What'd you say, Amy?
Lights go out. Yeah. And
I put We Back.
Is that it?
We back. We back.
Oh, that's right.
We back in the saddle.
We back.
Is that it?
We back.
Okay.
Dang.
Oh, well, I didn't get to all the words right.
The saddle.
All right, next up here is song number 2. Eddie, what was your answer?
Out of here. Because this is the one where he throws the bird at the sign, right? Population minus me. Okay, all right, I guess not.
At least we got the artist right.
Okay, yeah. Here we go, next song. Okay, hit it again. Yeah, Eddie, you got it. Because it goes. I'm in. Do you want it again, guys?
Yes, please.
All right.
Okay.
It's 1 second of that song.
Oh, you can't do that. Can't play this.
Well, we have to keep music going. If we're dead silence, yeah, it hurts us.
All right, I'm in.
Now I don't even remember.
Okay, do it again, Ray. I got it.
Oh, yeah, I'm in for the win.
All right, let's go to Lunchbox Doors. He's very confident.
Yeah, Little Big Town, great band.
Oh, they're hit, great band. Eddie?
I have Just Because You're Leaving.
No, you're
that's
close,
it,
Amy.
Because you're elite. I don't have anything by my side.
It's Even Though I'm Leaving by Luke Combs.
Oh, that's it.
Just because I'm leaving.
Play that beginning part again.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
It's over now.
There you go.
It's not.
Eddie, never give up hope.
Why do you quit so easily?
Yeah. Here we go. Eddie, I'm your kryptonite. You may win games. I'm a challenge. I don't always beat you, but I come in.
I'm in. I know this one.
I didn't even hear it.
I heard it.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good.
Play it again, Ray. Oh, yeah, I got it.
Y'all know this?
I'm on the board.
Come on, Eddie. You're joking.
I'm not. Play it again, one more time.
They tried this little shady tactic of going, don't play it again. When we play it every time, multiple times, we knuckleheads. Raymond, play it again.
Yeah, I'm in.
That's 1 second of it there.
Mm-hmm. You have it?
Oh, yeah. I got it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Amy?
The Bones.
Yeah. Lunchbox?
One Man Band!
What?
One Man Band, Old Dominion!
No, yeah, no. Eddie?
Bones.
Yeah, The Bones. There you go. Nothing's ever gonna move it when the bones are good. Play the intro part. There's a man looking in my window. I don't know what she says. All right, next one. Oh, yeah.
And oh, yeah.
Got that one. Nah, we're going to play it ever again. Go ahead. What's that 1 second of right there? Ooh. Everybody got it?
Yeah, I'm in.
Lunchbox, do you have that one?
That's a tough one for me.
Unlike the other ones?
Yeah.
You got them all. Right.
Yeah, I got it.
What is it?
Pump Me Up.
Oh, by who would you guess?
I was going to guess Keith Urban.
Pump Me Up by Keith Urban.
Yep.
Amy?
10,000 Hours.
Mm-hmm. Dang it!
Eddie?
10,000 Hours.
Yeah, that's it.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Here's the beginning of...
Like it when I cook your food? Do you like it when I dance with another dude? Do you?
I don't know what they say. You know, I just
that could work though.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get your middle name from your grandma?
Yeah. Some hard ones.
Score right now: Bobby 4, Amy 2, Eddie 2, Lunchbox. So far, you don't exist. You're not in the stat sheet yet.
That's all right.
All right, let's do
I
one
got
more.
Minutes played.
Let's do one more. Oh, how about that one?
Oh,
Amy's got it. What's that 1 second of the song from? You got it. You got it. You don't?
I thought I had it.
Names of these songs, man.
Holy.
I don't think we've ever played this one.
Yes, we have.
It's been a while since I've been.
Oh.
I'm blazed on it on my knees.
I give up.
I'm in. I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah, you'll get it as soon as I say it.
I know. Just say it.
Oh,
I got it.
What is it, Lunchbox?
My Heart is Full by Carrie Underwood.
Interesting. Interesting take. No, it's...
What if I never get over you?
Oh, Lady
Is that what it's called? What if I never get over you?
Yeah.
Hit that beginning part, Raimundo. Here you go.
Yeah.
I don't even know your name, and you came up to me. You played that song in my ear.
Yeah, I don't know this. I gotta say, I'm pretty good at this.
You're really good.
I got 5 out of 5.
Because you know titles.
Do we have one more?
So you're really good at that.
One more.
There was a tiebreaker. You want to do speed tiebreaker?
Yeah.
I'll check myself out of this.
Thank you.
Ray, just play the whole song from the beginning.
All right.
Okay, you guys are three for second place.
Okay.
Yes.
Here we go.
Eddie. Kinfolk.
Oh! Oh, you know why? Because we played that with Sam Hunt.
I had to learn that song.
Yeah, we had to learn it. That's still good.
I love second place.
Maybe we tied for last.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to No. Amy had two. Lunchbox had zero.
No. Don't get that wrong.
All right. And since I won, you're unbelievable.
Dang. Champ.
You know, and here's the thing. I may have won this game, but I just want to say, yo, unbelievable. Oh!
Nice work, man.
Thank you very much.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's open up the mailbag here as we end the show.
Bobby's mailbag.
Hey, good morning, studio. I needed some advice on a situation I have going on with my brother. He's been going through a bit of a hard time. He's been crashing on my couch after being thrown out of his house because of a big fight with his wife. I told him my place is always open, but I didn't expect him to stay this long. He's been here for almost a month with no signs, as of now, that they're going to get back together anytime soon. It's just becoming a lot to have him around on the couch, now in a house, with my two kids. My question is, how much goes by until you tell a family member that they have to find another place to stay? Would appreciate any advice you have. Amy, to you.
That's hard. I don't think I would ever be able to tell my sister she has to find somewhere else to stay.
That's the answer.
Yeah, she would always be welcome, but I get to where it could be annoying. But I know my sister, and she would be a great house guest. Your brother may not be. So you probably should just start the conversation of, do you have a plan? Like, where are we going from here? What's going to happen? Even if you don't work it out with your wife, like, what's your plan? You're an adult. Right?
That's your answer.
Okay, what about you?
I would... Again, sensitive, right?
Yes, very.
Your brother. I would say, hey, like, love you. What can I do to help you get back on your feet? Mm. Like, what can I do to help you? Because I know you don't like being on this couch. Like, I know you. We grew up together. I know you're here, and I'm so happy that you're here, and I'm happy we can help. And sometime I'm going to need help, too. And I know you're going to be there for me. So what I want to do is help you get out of here. Like, what can I do to help you? That way... It's a nudge, but it's a positive nudge. And everything you've said feels good. They don't feel like they're being kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, let me help you. Let's set a goal. Like the next month or so, we get you. You're not going to be able to go get out tomorrow.
Right.
In a loving way. You could, but you're not going
what
to.
What if the answer is, oh, no, you've already helped me enough.
Let's walk
Thank
through
you.
This. Let's role play this.
Okay.
Eddie, you're on my couch.
Yes.
By the way, been here.
We've been in this scenario before.
Yeah. So, hey.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Listen, you know I love you.
Yeah.
We've been brothers for ever.
That's right.
And I know that for you, who wants to sleep on a couch? Kids are always running around. I hate that you have to, you know, be waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning when they're going to school. I know that you have big plans. I'm here for you for whatever you decide what you want to do.
Yeah. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. And you've helped me a bunch already. This is great. Thank you.
So my question to you is, what can I do to help you? Because I know, again, you've been on the couch for so long. Let's go ahead and look at your next step. What can I do to help you get back on your feet?
No, I think you've already helped me enough. This is great. And I love helping out with the kids and everything. I mean, Bones, I see myself staying here for as long as I need to. I mean, I like living here. Thank you.
You're welcome very much because you're my brother and I love you.
Yeah, this is great. And your house is amazing.
But my question to you is, at what point do you think you either need to talk to your wife and decide what you're going to do or get a place? Like, what point do you foresee that happening?
Yeah, we haven't thought about that.
Well, it's probably time to think.
Oh.
Yeah. And I turn.
Oh, yeah.
That's worst possible situation there.
Right, to where the person's just like not getting the hint.
Yeah, I would encourage my way because it's a very positive way. Like, you stay here as long as you want, but what is your goal? And then let me help you achieve that goal. Because our goal is not going to be to stay here forever.
Yeah.
No one's goal is to remain. It doesn't matter the situation, period. No one's goal is, I'm good. We don't want to get any better. That would be my situation. Mm-hmm. I would say that. It's an interesting scenario. So I say, Hunter, that you go, hey, I want to help you. Whenever you're ready to be helped, what is your goal here? If it's to get back your wife, if it's a month, if it's at least have some clarity on when he's going to go. Mm. And then help him. Because because he would help you. That's what I would say. How you feel about that?
I like it. I think it sounds good. And you kind of remind them, like, you, it's like reverse way of saying, you say, I know you don't want to be here on the couch.
And it's also like, I know you would help me because I'm going to have crap happen to me and I'm going to need your help too.
Right.
I know.
Because we have each other.
Sliding that in there is kind of smart.
Yeah.
I know you don't want to live here on a couch.
Who wants to be on the couch? It's stupid. Right? You don't have enough to extend your legs.
Yeah.
Can't fart all the time. Okay. That is Morgan number two. If someone wants to send in an email, what do they do?
Mailbag@BobbyBones.com.
There you go. Mailbag@BobbyBones.com. Thank you very much. And that's the mailbag.
And that was Bobby's mailbag.
Amy, what's up today?
Oh, man. Just normal day for me. I think I have a workout today, which will be good.
Doing?
Weights, which I don't.
At your house?
Yeah, at my house. I do weights.
Do you have a little weights at your house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a pull-up bar, too. I can do.
One of those you put on the door?
It's hanging on the wall in the garage, and like I pull up, and I can do 5 assisted.
Assisted.
what do you have?
So shooting American Idol today. My camera time is noon.
Mm.
So noon, I have food at 5, back to filming at 6, a break at 7:30, film with contestants at 8:30, and then wrap at 10 o'clock tonight. Wow. And then wake up and do the show again tomorrow.
Yeah.
The radio show and then American Idol. But they're really great about letting me do the radio show.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then I go and do tape for 12 hours or so.
You always shooting the whole time, or what do you do?
Absolutely. There's no... It took 12 hours to get to Hawaii. I do the radio show. I tape. I go to sleep. I do the radio show. I tape. I go to sleep. Wow. I get up, and I fly back. So the Hawaii thing, for me, it's just a far trip because I'm just shooting. We're outside.
Yeah.
We're at a nice resort, but again, I'm working the whole time. But you know what? It's the life I chose.
Yep.
That's it. Thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget Kane Brown on the show tomorrow. The Friday morning dance party on the show tomorrow. And also a spinoff, Fun Fact Friday, early in the show. We're doing that. All right. Thank you guys. Have a good day. See you.
Bobby Bones.